Sanhedrin, Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Elohin Apsulin. These are the people that are possible Edus and also to be a Dayan. Hamasachik B'Kuvya. Kuvya is pieces of bones that they would play, and this is pretty much gambling for money. And the Gemara brings two dais why a person that gambles in this way is possible Edus, or to be a Dayan. One is because he's not Osik B'Shuva Shal Olam. He's not really involved in this world. He's not a part of this world. This is a person that doesn't learn Torah, he doesn't work, and all he does is gamble all day. The nafkamina, though, would be is if he does have a job, or I guess he does learn also, then he wouldn't be possible. It's only a guy that only does this. The other day is that the Masachah B'Kuvya is possible because it's, in a certain way, stealing, because the people that are losing gambling, nobody gambles in order to lose. So when they give their money in, they have an expectation to win, and you're taking their money, so in a certain way, it's stealing. It's called a smachta. Each person is being somech that he's not going to lose. But we're going to go the way the Rav explains with the first day, that it's enu misasik b'yeshuva shalom. He's not doing anything productive with his life. That's the reason he's puzzled. V'malva beribis, and a person that lends on interest. And lav dafka, a person that lends, even a person that borrows interest, like the Rav points out. They're both over in Isser lo sase, and it's in order to make money, so it's doing it for monetary profit, and they're puzzled, therefore, midiaraisa. Umafriche yonim. This is also a type of gambling where they would race doves against each other, similar to, I guess, horse racing. And the best dove racers would naturally fight at the Kentucky Fried Derby. Visochre shvius, and those that sell peiris of shvius, they're over in Isser Asay. The Torah says, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aris lachem la'ochla. La'ochla the drosh is v'loy l'schayra, like the Rab brings. So again, here, since he's taking money because of an Isser, even though it's not an Isser lo sase, nevertheless, he's over an Isser ase to take money, he's posel edus. Amar Rabbi Shimon, b'tchila hayakaren osan osve shvius. In the beginning, they would posel edus and call the people that were posel edus osve shvius, gatherers of shvius, because you're also not allowed to gather shvius in the field, because that's similar to selling it. But what happened is, Misharabu Hanasim Chazu L'Kroysan Seichre Shvius, when the Anasim are the ones that would forcefully take taxes from people, when the government was more strict and people were fearing for their lives, so they had to gather, even though it wasn't a problem with Shvius because of Sakonas Nefashos, obviously it was Mutter, Chazu L'Kroysan Seichre Shvius. So then they only asered and pasled La'edus, the people that would actually sell, but those that would gather to pay taxes, that they didn't passel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, Rabbi Yehuda says, when does it apply the sheet of the Tanakhama that a Misachik B'Kuvya is passel, and also Mafricha Yomim is passel, Bezman Shehin Lohem Umanus Elohi, only when it's their only job, meaning they have nothing productive that they do. Aval Yesh Lohen Umanus Shalohi K'sherin, but if they have some other Umanus, they're kosher for Edus, and they're kosher to be a Dayan. So that goes along with the shita that a Misachik B'Kuvya is possible because Einu Osik B'Yeshuva Shalolim, because he's not doing anything productive. And the Rav says this is the halacha.